Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Can't believe I'm about to say this, AB, but I'm upset that this season appears to have been cut by one episode. We went from 8 to 6, which has probably never happened.
8 to 4.
8 to 4, excuse me.
Yeah.
Which has never happened, in recent memory at least.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, why they did this, but I'm not mad.
They cut an episode, probably because the finale doesn't air, you know, Christmas week or whatever, but typically it goes from 6 or 7 down to hometowns. And it's always the 7th episode. And this was the 6th episode.
This was the 6th episode? Yeah, I was surprised when they said early that if we get a rose this week, we're going to hometowns. I'm like, what the? There's so many people here still.
Sometimes people get 2 one-on-one dates before hometowns.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I know another episode probably wouldn't make a difference, but I'm so conditioned to 7 weeks. It seemed like a lot of the relationships aren't ready for hometowns. Like, it... A lot of times the last cut or the last couple cuts before hometowns, they go after the rose ceremony and have to have like a talk about why, you know, we didn't make it that far or whatever. But here it was just like, well, you know, no big deal. No hometowns. It just didn't seem it snuck up on me, these hometowns.
Yeah, it did. Me too. I agree.
First segment of the episode, kids say the darndest things.
I have that written in my notes too. Kids do say the darndest things.
This was... not only cute, but I think a brilliant idea for this episode. They had these kids in the confessionals.
Yeah, it was good. Were these actors and actresses?
I don't think so.
I think this was the same group of kids from earlier that we called.
There was probably some overlap.
Actors.
I would be disheartened if Michelle pretended like these actors that she didn't know were her students. That would be upsetting to me.
The thing was, she didn't interact with them much.
No, she did give a little hug, and they said, Miss Young is my favorite teacher. I would be really disheartened if that were the case. That might be a bridge too far for me. If you're going to tell me straight to my face that these are her students and they're not, I'd be upset by that.
Okay. Maybe we need to do a little digging.
I'm not sure if I want to look. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Google these kids' names? That's insane. I'm not doing any digging on this. And if you know the answer, don't tell me, right or wrong.
Let's just go into the assumption that these very polished kids are her students. Moving forward, we won't touch on this again.
Kids say the darndest things. They were a little polished. It would not surprise me, but it would upset me to learn.
Let's just move forward like they are who they say they are.
One of the kids says she's here to find out who the bad guys and who the good guys are. You got to run these prospects by the discerning fourth graders.
We had Kelsey. Yeah. I got the names here. Kelsey, Ahmed, Luke, and Jordan.
I thought one was Jaylene. Was there 5 kids?
Jaylene?
That's what I saw on the screen.
Really? Maybe I messed up Jordan.
Yeah, it was Jaylene. Regardless, I'm already uncomfortable with how much we know about these actors. If these kids have IMDb pages, the kids are hosting this week. They planned all the dates. They're running in on the guys when they're in the fellas' lounge. I thought this segment with the kids without Michelle and the guys was all-time hilarity.
I loved it.
right off the bat, I do need to point out that Kelsey's analysis of Nate's basketball skill was way off.
Yeah.
Nate can probably hoop, right? I mean, he's what, 6'6"?
Nate seems like a good guy for Michelle because he's tall, and I think that would be easy to play basketball with. Now, you are correct. Usually being tall is an advantage, but this man shot the wrong hand layup on the right side and bricked it. That's all you need to know. Guy can't hoop.
Two of them said that Olu made him feel warm inside, like hot chocolate and a chocolate chip cookie, which is a strange combo. I prefer marshmallows, but to each their own. I don't know.
You dip in it? If you dip it, that might be, they might be onto something. These kids might be onto something. If you
dip a chocolate chip cookie into hot chocolate?
Yeah, that might be something.
Obviously, I would eat, you know, I would eat it. I just don't think that's a classic go-to combo for most people.
Obviously, that's not a classic, no.
Martin, of course, bored Kelsey and everyone he interacted with. The too much cologne line, I'm sure, was fed to her. It still made me laugh.
He weirded me out to begin with. He goes, well, let me, here, kids, gather around, sit around. Me and Michelle have had a lot of intimate moments. Let me explain a couple to you. What do you, you don't say intimate around kids, pal. What are you talking about?
We're getting close.
Get this creep out of here.
Legs were close together, skin to skin.
let me explain to you in graphic detail what I mean by that.
Tongue. Ahmed asked Rodney if he shaves his nipples. Rodney obviously shaves his nipples. Who doesn't? Clayton built a pillow fort. I thought Clayton had a good, funny vibe around the kids. They were, you know, he had funny answers to their questions.
I thought Clayton was great around the kids. This whole thing
was for him.
Was for, when he walked in with the pillows, I'm like, okay, here we fucking go. Now, that's just me as a jaded Bachelor person, knowing he's the Bachelor. This would be great if I didn't know he's the Bachelor, but since I know that,
we'd be over the moon for him.
Obviously, they gave him the pillows and told him to go in there and make a pillow for it. All the other guys were gone at this point. It was like, clearly set up for Clayton.
We could talk more about it later, but that being an open secret was the worst thing that could ever happen for the perception of him. Because now,
for Clayton, yeah.
For Clayton, everyone is already like, oh, that was it? That's not good enough? It's like, if we didn't know that he was the Bachelor,
that'd be a great,
it would have been balling during the credit scene type stuff.
This episode, at the end of it, people would be demanding Clayton to be the Bachelor if we didn't know that he was already the Bachelor.
But everyone was out.
Everyone hated it.
Didn't see much footage of Brandon or Joe here when you think about it.
Now that you say that, I don't remember seeing either of them.
At the end, Jaylen drops the date card on the table. After the break, Michelle's waiting by the car, claims to not know who the date is with. I find that difficult to believe right before hometowns.
Right before hometowns, you're going to leave it up to
some kids.
You're
going to go on a date with a rando?
You're going to legitimately leave it up to kids. Be serious.
I don't think the kids actually chose AB.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't try to trick me.
So she's like, who's coming? Who's coming down the ramp? And it's Big Van Vader. He's holding Michelle's hand like Andre the, you know that picture, Andre the Giant holding the beer can? That's his hand around Michelle's wrist.
I actually have an Andre the Giant comment later about Clayton. Well, stay tuned.
We've used all the recent guys, and now we're going back to, I almost had Gorilla Monsoon. I've never seen, you know, Gorilla Monsoon died when I was like 10. You know, I've never seen these guys wrestle.
Bruiser Brody.
We're running out of huge wrestler references. It's going to be a long season.
Is that going to carry over?
No question.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, wrestlers only. Every episode, five times an episode, all season.
You know,
and that's why I'm thrilled he's the lead. I can't wait.
Sometimes Rev and AB got to entertain themselves a little bit.
That's what I'm here for. I don't know about you guys. Kids plan the date, so they get lavish spread of pizza.
Yeah, and candy, all sorts of stuff in a limo. You know what, Rem?
This was blank check. This was Preston from blank check.
You know what? I went on this date once. Let me explain to you when this happened.
I'm intrigued.
One time, how many years ago was this? 27 years ago, I'd say. 27 years ago.
Did not expect that to be the
number. When I was in Boy Scouts, our troop won something. I don't remember the logistics around what we won or what happened, but we got a free limo ride party, pizza party.
Pizza parties were big back then.
Going to like a laser tag thing or something. I don't know what we were doing. It was a limo ride with this exact spread. There was candy all over the place. There was unlimited pop, unlimited pizza. It was one of the best days of my life. I'll never forget it. I don't remember how we got it or why we got it or where we went, but I remember that limo ride. And it was incredible. So the
laser tag checks out. Laser tag seems like the logical end point. That of seems a where kid's we would limo go. Ride with pizza and candy.
So I can tell you right now that this was a good date. I know from
first-hand experience. Yeah. They did not go to laser tag. Unfortunately, they went to a museum.
That's fun too.
Oh yeah. Well, I rented out the museum at night. I love museums because there's so much inside that you can learn. The Next Bachelor. Boom.
Boom. Did you catch... This is when I knew it was over for Clayton. Not that I obviously didn't think he was winning, but yeah. When I thought this would be the last we'd see of him on this season. Right before they walk in, she goes, "Here we go." It was just a couple seconds.
In what context?
Opening the door, she's like, "Here we go. Let's get this shit over with."
Oh, really? I didn't notice
that. That's what she said.
I thought their interactions inside the museum were delightful, though. They were relaxed and loose. Maybe it was a little friendly, friend vibe, but...
It was friendly.
They seemed to be comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think they were... I don't think she dislikes Clayton. I just thought...
She's just doing her job.
And this might, again, just be me looking into it because I know he's the Bachelor, but I got this... I got the feeling like, let's get this... They're pushing him to be the next Bachelor. Let's get this... They already told me, let's get this thing done.
I believe that.
Do you think she knew
before? Especially the second portion, the nighttime portion. She put him over like Paul Heyman. It was a little.
She absolutely put
the
man over.
She put
the
guy over. And it went on and on. I'm like, all right, we get it. The guy deserves a relationship.
This little set. It was. Like 2 seconds, it happened right before the camera wasn't even on them. It was like they were just opening the door and they were like looking. The camera's like looking inside, and it was like, "Here we go. Okay, let's just get this.
You know,
the show on the road."
If you look at any interaction of hers with anyone other than Joe, you could probably make the same observations.
Sure.
And Nate, I suppose.
And Nate, yeah.
It's a natural history museum. They got woolly mammoths. They're playing tag. They're laughing, running around. Good chemistry, I felt. Let their goofy, you know, let their goofy sides shine through, like that kid with it. The TikTok kid is going.
Oh, yeah.
Catching butterflies, conversation prompts. I love a good grab small papers
from
the ceiling.
Have you seen those TikToks of that guy? But it's people doing, like, it's people making fun of that guy.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the original. Okay. That's not how I discovered that video.
Just making sure you've seen those.
Yeah, people pretending like, you know.
Guy, like, drinking poison, and then he's doing faces
just
like that.
His tongue out. Just being goofy. I love a good small papers hanging from the ceiling conversation prompts activity.
Mm-hmm. I feel some like a person that has done that, though. Has never gone on to win a season.
Well, I feel like there's probably only been two occurrences of it, so odds are high.
Yep.
It's some of Clayton's line did feel a little liney. He was, you know,
lines were written on the cards that he pulled down.
I would bet that Clayton also knew that at the very least that the scouts were buzzing that he might be a first round pick. I think that's what. Occurred on this day.
Both
people
both
knew what the
knew.
Deal was. And the audience knew what the deal was, which kind of ruined it.
Yep.
Then they do a planetarium portion. You can't have the only planetarium date be for Martin, so.
Here's my part about, we skipped right over, one of the questions, my Andre the Giant thing.
I can't forget that.
They asked him what his favorite holiday was, and he said Thanksgiving, and I said, I imagine he's like Andre the Giant drinking 156 beers in a sitting at Thanksgiving. Remember Andre
and
Giant?
Not being drunk.
Andre the Giant once drank 156 beers in one sitting. It's been,
it's documented.
Multiple
fact.
Sources have
confirmed
this.
Trustworthy.
Okay? That's Clayton going hard on everything at Thanksgiving. Wow, Clayton ate,
yeah, I was not surprised by that.
6 pounds of mashed potatoes today. It's stuff like that going on. Anyways, carry on.
Oh, that's it. I mean, it was cute. I was a little upset that the kids could have showed a little more hustle and recorded their audio after it was clear that Clayton was going to be on the date and not generic references to the other person on the date. But, beggars can't be choosers. Sometimes you got to mail it in. I get it. It was a cute bachelor date.
They're kissing in front of a beautiful, beautiful scene there. Universe.
The whole
great.
Universe,
the whole universe was out there. They're kissing in front of it. It looked great.
Fun times.
Did you
get to know you convos? This would have been a great date earlier in the season.
Did you think after this portion he was going to get a rose and we were going to see a Clayton hometown? Because I still wasn't positive either way.
I would have been surprised. It was possible.
There's just so many people left.
There were so many people left.
There's really, so we have Joe and Nate, 100%.
I felt strong about it. I felt like Brandon was a pretty close to a lock too.
Yeah, if he's having a one-on-one especially. So that's one spot for like five guys. So it'd be
getting the last, the only time someone gets one of the last hometowns before, or one of the last states before hometowns and gets a hometown is if we've seen a lot of them all season and we have not seen them interact very much all season. We have seen her and Brandon a lot.
And like you said, sometimes they do the double dates. A lot of times these dates before the hometowns are a double date and someone hasn't even had a date.
The two-on-one date.
The second date. Second date. So like if Nate got a second date, that type of situation happens, I feel like.
The demise of the two-on-one date is unacceptable.
It just didn't seem likely from the start, just using math, that Clayton would get a rose here, knowing Nate and Joe are getting a rose. One of them probably at the group date. And then you also had Brandon getting a date. That's three. It's just, you're not going to give your first one and then you leave yourself with nothing.
Nate, Kentucky. Joe, Duke. Mm-hmm. Brandon, Wichita State, won the mid.
Mm-hmm. Undefeated Wichita State, one believes in.
Yeah, a team that from a non-power conference who wins their conference, but people are like, man, they might be seated too high. Clayton is a major conference bubble team, got like seventh in the conference, has some big wins over the top tier teams in the conference, but just not enough to get in the tournament, the bracket.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Perfectly
imposing.
Said.
He's got the pedigree. He's got the players.
Clayton is imposing.
Yeah. All right, back at the house. Joe's a little nervous that Michelle might get lost in the arms of the big man for eternity. Boy,
it's a fair concern,
can you
pal.
Imagine Clayton wrapping her up? Just get lost in there. Brandon's sulking. He's tired of the group dates. Him and Olu, the only ones who haven't had one-on-ones. I thought Brandon was a lock for this one-on-one as well.
Yeah, agreed. It was either that or someone getting a second one-on-one.
That would have been very bad for Brandon.
Yeah.
If that happened. Yeah.
It was one of those two things. I didn't think Swolu was getting a one-on-one. No.
I did not think that at all, no. Daycard, Rick, Rodney, Nate, Joe, Martin, and Olu. So it's Brandon.
Yeah. Anything, good for him.
Anything else about?
Swolu is obviously going home. He seems to realize it as well. And the rest of his actions, the rest of this episode would point you toward that direction as well.
I very much am looking forward to analyzing not Martin's statements, but how Olu played his hand in that group date.
Yep.
Clayton, one-on-one date, nighttime. I'll tell you one thing. This toast, it felt like he was the bachelor. And I mean that as disrespect. It was bland, rehearsed, meaningless, but I was watching it like, this feels like the bachelor. It feels like this guy's the bachelor already.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about he's been trying to impress people most of his, adult life. But now he's let that go. He's ready to be himself. Maybe settle down.
This whole thing, by the way, just put me to sleep. It was just all generic stuff.
It wasn't super exciting. I thought it was, that's a relatable concept. I've been trying to impress people, keep up with the Joneses, and now I know, I've let that go. But it wasn't super compelling. It wasn't a tragic backstory that we usually get.
This guy's an NFL player.
Not really. I think Clayton, excuse me, this is going to happen a lot. Colton I think Clayton. Colton. No, oh, I Colton. Mean Colton.
Oh.
And I said Clayton.
Oh, okay.
I think Colton had a longer and more fruitful borderline NFL career than Clayton. I think Clayton like, tried out for the Seahawks and that was it.
The guy that got sent home earlier had a long career.
Yeah, people forget about that guy who that is a guy. Super Bowl champion. Anyways, okay, I thought this was,
I'm just saying, this was fine. This put me to sleep, and it doesn't make me feel good about the upcoming season.
It's the news being out has
spoiled
really has. Every...
Well, that's for certain. Like, yeah. I didn't even really pay attention to this. I'll say this one comment I did notice. Michelle seemed disinterested.
Totally disinterested.
Didn't seem...
Totally.
No, I didn't...
Yeah. And the segment ends with Michelle teeing up to send him home.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the house. The guys are doing the same thing. Talking like Clayton's not coming back with a rose. Joe senses it. And I believe Joe probably has crazy court vision. So I trust his instincts on this.
Joe also mentions that these one-on-ones mean a lot more than all the other previous one-on-ones. The ones at hometowns. He's saying what we said. He said these ones... in Minnesota, mean a lot more. I'm looking at you, Rodney and Rick. Your one-on-ones didn't mean shit.
Those were just time killing. Those were filling.
Just a heads up to you two.
Martin says it would make no sense if Clayton came back with Rose. And Martin's correct about that.
He is.
The one thing so far that Martin has been dead right about. Of course, he followed it up with a few other Martinisms. Talking about if she's going to meet your parents. She's never going to meet your parents, Martin. Martin has been questioning a lot of roses she's been handing out, which is a rude thing to say. However, I agree, and it's every rose that Martin has received since his one-on-one. I have questioned those roses as well. Anything else on this portion?
No.
Back on the date, they quickly hit us with the no rose on a one-on-one music. I don't know how the music goes. I forgot it. But once this this music starts, no one gets a date rose after it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what no one gets a rose after also. A huge sigh when you're picking up the rose. Michelle let out a huge sigh. She goes, okay. Well, let me pick this thing up.
They made me pick this up. That's her indication to him. They made me do this. I don't want to do this. I remember the first time I ever saw someone pick up a rose on a one-on-one and not deliver it and not offer it to the person. I was shocked. Now it's par for the course. And she, I got to hold this up. But I'm going to indicate to you that I don't want you to ever think at any point that you're going to get it. I don't want to let you down like that.
I'll say this. If this had happened organically and I didn't know what was going on, I would have been stunned that she was sending him home because of how the rest of their date, like you said, they were playful. They're having fun. They're kissing all the time. They kissed for a long time in front of the universe. I would have been surprised if she sent him home.
Michelle picks up the rose, like we said, lets him down, sets the rose down. And then Clayton gave the same speech he gave to the first coach who cut him in the NFL. He said, thanks for the opportunity. Got some areas to improve. You were a great leader. You changed your mind. I'll be ready to come back, put my nose to the grindstone, be ready to work.
This won't be the last you hear of me.
No. Respect you, coach, but I'll be back. And like they do on Hard Knocks, the coach goes like, hey, if another coach calls about you, I'll give him glowing praise. And Michelle stops just short of like, hey, if you need me to come in on your season and, put you over, I'll do it there just like I'm doing it right here.
I'll do it.
And this was the big segment where she put him over. Any comments on this?
Him
riding in the car.
No, my heart is telling me Clayton is a wonderful person. He just isn't my person. But I know someone will be out there absolutely amazing for him, and he'll find him starting on January 2nd on ABC.
Yeah. 7 p.m. Tuesday.
7 p.m. Tuesdays. Tune in. Actually, it'll be Mondays, won't it? Is it going back to Mondays?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Sure, it will be.
In the car...
The limo. He couldn't fit into a normal Tahoe.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
a
shield
track Buick commercial. Sorry.
He had to have the stretch.
He had to duck to get in the Tahoe. Anyway, he's talking about going back into the shell to protect himself from getting hurt. And under normal circumstances, the audience would be, Clayton, no! Don't give up on love.
Don't give up on love.
But He's sitting with their arms folded, like, all right, let's get this shit over. And then they...
Fuck you, Clayton.
That's what it is.
That's what it is saying to him.
Then he gets to say goodbye to the kids, which, if you didn't think
come
they
on,
were putting
man.
Him over before,
come on,
this
man.
Was come on.
Come on.
They have notes for him. He hung out with him for 45 minutes. They wrote him notes about his future endeavors, his romantic prospects. This was the equivalent of a mid-credit scene in a Marvel movie where they tease the sequel. And he also got the actual credit scenes, for the record.
He did. Yeah, I saw those. Those were good, too.
Do you have any other comments about...
I was wondering how they were going to do it. And
they definitely did it.
They did it.
Yeah.
He's tearing up at the notes from the kids. I thought every scene with him with the kids was good, so I didn't have an issue.
I thought there was a possibility that it would just, that would have been it on the ride, and it was a regular exit, but then, you know, the fact that they put this stuff, that they've even filmed this stuff lets me know that
they knew at that
he
point.
Knew, they knew, he
they
knew,
he knew,
and probably Michelle knew.
Yeah.
This and whole, the kids knew. The kids are in on this gambit as well. They're not blameless.
Well, they are also paid actors. So,
oh, they'll be they'll, those two will be on Clayton's season hosting a date at some point. Anything else on that?
No, no.
Group date, daytime. I might have missed this part. Does Michelle have some sort of farm background, or was this just an activity?
Not that I'm aware of. I think this was just an activity.
Farm stuff. Rick's getting right in there on the udders.
Right at home.
I thought Rodney was fabulous on this date. This date showed me that Rodney was going to be a star on Paradise.
Mm. Rodney's just a joy to be around.
I think so, too.
At all times.
I think this date hammered that home for sure. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the last I'd see of him, so I was savoring it. I was like, oh, here we go. Joe and they churn butter. Joe and Nate have a little competition, and Joe wins just like every date this season, and also will in the end. Nate can't beat Joe in any competition that we've seen thus far.
I like how they're kind of leaning into the Joe versus Nate thing. I think the producers are starting to realize these are the top two dogs. Let's start get them heading to a collision course here.
I think everyone on the cast understands that those are the top two dogs.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to... Everyone's playing for third.
Yeah, they really are. Yep.
Nate had to sneak in some kisses to distract from the fact that he's bad at basketball and can't churn butter if his life depended on it.
Listen, the guy fakes an injury, too. He's sneaking some kisses, and Michelle is giggling.
She loves
she
the
was
sneaking
loving it.
Kisses.
My goodness, she was loving it. I don't know where I sit on the Joe and Nate front.
I don't either.
Because of how she was giggling.
On paper, it's like, Joe all day.
No, ooh, Nate, keep Nate, it in check stop it, Nate. Buddy. Stop it, Nate.
And it was not off to the side. When the churning butter kiss
no.
was right, like, they were
everybody.
In between, you know, Rick and Rodney.
Rodney was a foot away. Yeah. Rodney was absolutely
like, oh,
getting after it
not
on
yet.
The butter.
Maybe later, and like puts her finger on his lips to stuff. It was like, hey, whoa. Nate knows where his bread is buttered, and it's sneaking off for makeouts.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say.
They also scoop manure. It was a little too, it was, some of these chores were a little too real. They're just doing
just
real
a
farm
field
work.
Field of shit. They're shoveling poop. The guys are being awfully reckless when they're dumping it. I don't know if you caught this, but like at one point, Rodney was holding the wheelbarrow, and like Nate comes and flings it over. There's a bunch of shit particles all over
manure?
Rodney.
Nate's, come on.
Yeah, just into the thing, but he was being, you gently put down the manure so there isn't, you know, you aren't sprayed as the person holding the thing.
Don't have a ton of experience, but I can tell you there are elements of manure that have the ability to float in the air.
I saw a dust cloud hit Rodney when Nate put the manure down. I'm just saying, maybe let's...
A dust cloud
They
of
were
manure.
Wearing boots, but they were wearing their normal clothes up top. They should have had a hazmat suit, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. Rodney has a secret handshake with Michelle. At the time, I wasn't sure what I thought about that. I think in the context of the show, maybe not the best thing. Maybe in real life, that's a cute connection point. But
it could go either way, honestly.
It could go either way.
It could just
way.
Be a friend thing, or that might be something, I don't know. It
if,
could go either way.
If he didn't get the, one of the four roses, I would look back on that and be like, see,
friends.
Rodney was just friends.
Yeah.
But he got the rose. Anything else on this date? They end with a hayride.
No, it's a cute date. I like farm dates.
Oh, yeah. But
get people
fish out of water.
Anytime
you
get people out of their element, yeah, is something I'm into.
Let's take a quick break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nighttime portion of the group date. The last group date of the season. Again, the season just started.
So many dudes left.
So many people left.
This made me, I wrote down here, I imagine one person is going home tonight.
Just thin the herd a little bit?
You have to. Had one or two.
You can't have two people not get roses at the last rose ceremony before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there was three group day
roses.
You can't
have a line of people leaving.
Yeah. Waiting for what? Yeah. We're on the same page there.
Yeah.
None of them, I still feel at this point, I feel none of the relationships to me felt close enough to where it's like, all right, time to meet the families now. Joe and Michelle's family are old friends, of course. They had each other over for dinner for years. But, you know, the others. Nate went on one time. Even Nate seemed like, God, I can't believe we got to do families in 2 days. This seems a little quick.
This is a little rushed.
Nate says, hey, my dad hasn't met any of my partners before. I've never met someone who I felt like I want to introduce to him until you came along. Having said that, I'm definitely falling for you. Definitely seriously falling for you.
Definitely seriously strongly falling. I wrote this one down.
That's
definitely
put the two
seriously
level.
Strongly.
Michelle, to my surprise, reciprocated in full. I would describe this as a equivalent return.
Absolutely.
She used different words, but it was equivalent.
Yep. Agreed.
And they kiss. Nate, top two, locked in. Anything else to say about this?
Nope. Good moment.
Joe won at one time. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Joe, his grandparents had a dairy farm, so he knew how to do all that shit. Completely unfair date activity.
Just another, just a very completely unfair another date that he had. They did a basketball date, and now they've done a farm date. He's a basketball player who has spent a lot of time on the farm, it turns out.
Next up, a real estate transactions date.
Yeah, what are we
That's
doing
not fair.
Here? This isn't fair.
Joe's big on being elite at an activity, dominating it. And then only revealing afterwards yeah. his history of top-level performance within the activity. But anyway, he's family-oriented because of that. And, you know, he's looking to have a family with Michelle, I think. That, you know.
This was a short conversation. No, nothing really here. It has me leaning. I'm going back and forth throughout the date on Nate and Joe. It's like the election needle. It's teetering towards Nate at this point in the episode for me.
I'm going to sell you on one of the two at the end of this episode, and I think that'll convince you for the season. They kiss the Bachelorette and her winner, Joe. I don't know any spoilers. Talk about nothing. The next couple interactions, Rick one-on-one
Absolutely
time.
Absolutely nothing.
She likes who he is. He jokes, but he's serious.
They seem fine.
In retrospect, that's early season chatter.
Just
maybe
be,
I should
yeah.
have seen it coming.
This is just, yeah.
Rodney one-on-one time. He wants her to see why he is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to see that perhaps in his hometown. They kiss.
Wow. I said, I wrote here, is Big Dog Rodney going to get a hometown? I'm stunned by this. It was a long kiss.
I didn't notice that. That's
it was long. Yeah.
Martin Rickanolu.
Okay.
Martin continued his streak of saying zero things that benefit his cause this season. Pretty obvious to me, as soon as this started, it would end with her sending him home on this date. I don't think she wanted to give him the last rose he got, and probably not the rose before that, and probably not his one-on-one date rose. I don't think she wanted to give him any of those roses. So Martin's going on and on around the fellas. The funniest thing he said was when he brought up Michelle's poem. Quote, obviously she's gone through some childhood trauma. She hasn't worked on it. Mind your business, Martin, is the number one.
Mind
your business on that one.
What a stretch, also.
really. I mean, a little armchair psychology there going on, Martin.
Thanks, Martin, for the
weighing in on that one. Olu calls him Two-Face, which he said about Martin before. I'm not sure Two-Face is an accurate term. He says no matter the audience,
that's
Martin
his face.
Is saying
that's his face. That's the face. The face is the face. Just one face.
Michelle went one time. She says, hey, what would your friend say your biggest flaw is? And he says, well, I'm too direct. And then he tries to tie it back to their last conversation, fires off a bunch of compliments. This was the least enthusiastic kiss of the season.
Yeah.
With Martin.
Seemed weird to me. This makeout seemed a little weird. I wrote there. That's weird. That's what I wrote.
I thought this was the segment where she would say, you know, Martin, yes. You know.
That's what I thought,
I'm
too.
Not feeling it.
Those usually don't end with a kiss. It was strange.
Speaking of no kisses, Olu. I thought about it towards the end of this episode. I don't remember her and Olu kissing. They've kissed. I'm sure of it, but they haven't shown us.
They had the emotional moment where I can't even remember what it was.
He compared her poem to his sister's. It was a great discussion.
But they shared
a
huge hug after. Yeah. Yep.
So I'm certain they've kissed. Anyway, Olu is here's my assessment of Olu's play here. Only guy without a one-on-one date before hometowns. That's locked in. There's no chance he's getting one-on-one before hometowns. So there's no more one-on-one dates.
No chance.
Hometown. No chance.
You're not going to hometowns.
He's not going.
Without
he's
you,
not going.
Swolu, are not going. I don't care what happens the rest of this date and what happens the rest of the cocktail hour.
She
I don't care.
Say, Olu, I love you. And he would
not
be
going.
Getting a hometown.
You aren't going to. I'm not meeting your parents.
So what's the most impactful use of his time here? Take Martin down. Take Martin down. Why not? That's the best way he could use his time.
Agreed.
In most situations, spending your one-on-one time talking about another relationship is detrimental to your own. At any other point of the season, you run the risk of two things. One, souring your own relationship with the lead.
Yep, absolutely. You're going home if you do it.
As well as the person coming back and starting a feud. With you.
Absolutely.
Particularly if it's someone the lead is really close with. But he's at the end. Olu is at the end of his road here.
This is it.
And
this
he knows. He knows Martin isn't getting a hometown either. So there is no downside to this. To Olu saying, boy, Martin's. You should have heard what Martin was saying.
I don't think he 100% knew Martin was going home too. I think he knew. I think he saw him as a bad guy. And he was going to fall on the sword for the other guys, his guys. And
yeah, so they don't have to do it.
So they don't have to do it. They don't have to get involved with it. I'll be the guy that does it. What he did was brave. Normally, when you do this, you bring up other people. That's the dumbest thing you can do on this show. But no,
sure.
This
There's
is
no
the
reason
one
not
of the,
to for him.
This is the only time I can remember someone bringing up someone else. And I'm like,
yeah,
good
this
shit.
Was perfect.
You did
perfect
it.
Timing.
Proud of you.
I think Olu did this knowing he wouldn't see Martin until men tell all. He was like, well, I'm going to tell her this. Everyone in the room knows she doesn't like Martin the way she likes any of the hometown contenders. So I think he said, I'm going to tell her this, and she's going to pull him and send him home, and we'll never see Martin again. So he tells her what Martin said.
Nothing to lose. Like
there's
said,
nothing to lose.
Nothing
this
to
was
lose.
A no-lose
I'm not going.
Situation for Martin. And Olu gets like the hero
yeah.
takeaway from this date. This was genius. Genius timing. So Michelle pulls Martin. She brings up what he said about her poem that Olu said. Martin says, what? Me?
You literally just said this, Martin, on camera.
It always gets me. It always gets me. There was a camera on you. It was not.
You
far
have a
away.
Microphone taped
it wasn't
to your chest.
Picked up. It wasn't from far away.
No.
And you were, you know, like,
you're talking to the guys.
You're talking to the, yeah, to the camera. He'd said other yeah. things too. At one point, I couldn't really keep track of all the dumb things Martin would say. He was 0 for the season. Like I said, at one point he said, my love.
Yeah.
The only people who say my love are characters in old British dramas. Martin Bridgerton. It just wasn't. Michelle doesn't seem like the type of person who you could go, oh, my love, my
liege.
Well,
she even says, she's like, don't say
love.
That bullshit.
Come on, Martin. You know, we know where this is going. We saw this coming during the one-on-one, frankly.
Martin keeps cutting her off. Michelle's not feeling that. Keeps saying that you're not letting me speak. Martin goes, I'm sorry for maybe speaking over you. Everything he says.
He goes, I guess I'll apologize.
Sorry for maybe speaking over you. I know
maybe.
I didn't do that.
I don't remember that.
Me personally, I don't remember doing that,
doesn't
but I'll apologize
like
because it seems like you're mad.
This was so bad that I don't think I think Martin has burned a bridge with every viewer of the show now. And I don't think Martin will get a redemption arc on Paradise.
I could see it going either way. I've seen people have done worse things than showing up
that's
in Paradise.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. So Michelle sends him home, walks him out, returns to deliver the rose. And like I said, as great as this was for Olu, kind of a bummer because if it weren't a hometown's rose, he'd be getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's Nate.
She gave him a thank you as she's leaving.
So, thank you. Wish you best on your future
wish
endeavors.
You best.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Brandon one-on-one date. Anything else on that?
No. Martin, just being Martin. I'm not surprised by any of this. He's been slow. I think he put on an act early. And slowly over time, the true colors start to show and they start like eking out when you're trying to hide certain parts of your personality, the bad things. Eventually, the more you talk to someone, you're going to forget that you're hiding certain things and just the real you is going to come out.
Maybe, but the first conversation he had on his one-on-one date was, hey, listen, Michelle,
that's
I
true.
Feel like you shouldn't have sent Jamie home. So I think it's been full pedal to the floor.
I think since then, but like the first couple episodes, I don't remember having these negative feelings about Martin.
Maybe. Brandon's one-on-one date. They started an ice cream shop.
Can we just talk about how happy Brandon is to be in this situation, enjoying life, getting to go on a date with the Bachelorette? Are you kidding me?
He
look at me.
Truly cannot believe his luck.
He can't believe
every
it.
Moment is like, can you believe this is happening to me?
Never seen someone more excited for a date.
I have a comment about that at the end, but yeah. She says, Brandon's just somebody I can see being my best friend, which is the most important thing when it comes to searching for her soulmate. However, because of my previous statements and perception of the Brandon-Michelle relationship, it sounded to me like
friends.
Good buddy.
I didn't take it like that, but I can see why you, I can see why you'd say that.
Then she takes him to her childhood home, a pre-hometown's hometown.
He was even more excited when he realized it was her hometown or her house, because that's usually a huge deal, and it is.
I think Ari took Lauren.
Yeah.
It was either Becca or Lauren to his parents' house. Early in the season. And this had kind of had that same feeling.
There's been a couple times that someone's brought someone to their house or had them meet their parents before the normal time that they meet their parents. And it's usually a good sign for that person.
They're not there, though, at least to start. Mm-hmm. The house itself, they walk in. Funny moment when he comments on how straight her teeth were in her senior pictures, which
that's
are right
funny.
Inside the door.
Yeah.
She goes, are they not like that anymore? That was funny, Michelle. I wish we saw more of that spontaneous, witty Michelle. They're not showing it as much.
Yeah.
Then they're up in her old room, sitting on her bed. She invites him to the pool.
These two are playing high school.
Again, my perception of their relationship prior to this...
kitty stuff.
It felt a little on the nose, this segment. Yeah, they were playing high school. When are your parents coming home? It was when are your parents coming home
vibes. Yeah.
She invites him to the pool. He doesn't have any swim trunks, so she offers her father swim trunks. That's just not
some kid stuff.
Brandon doesn't care, though. This is how you know he's caught up in the euphoria of this.
He's so happy.
He will wear whatever Michelle wants, whenever, cameras or no cameras.
You think Nate's wearing
the hot tub? Let's just go to the hot tub.
You think Nate's wearing them trunks? No.
No.
Absolutely not. No chance.
The parents aren't home. He even says, I feel like the boyfriend who snuck over. Wouldn't you know it, the parents pull up right then. Mm-hmm. I love this whole...
I love this.
Loved it.
Yeah, me too.
The parents go out in the backyard while they're mid-kiss in the hot tub.
I thought for a second Brandon was going to hop the fence and take
off. Going to run away.
Yeah.
That would have been ideal. It didn't hit. The moment didn't hit as big as I had hoped, but at least it's something I've never seen before on the show. It's creative production
this
at the very least.
This was entertaining.
It was entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Yep. It was good.
And the look on Brandon's face when... he saw them was worth the whole, worth it all.
I think he was so caught up that he genuinely did not think of this as a possibility that
no,
the parents
it
would
was
come
obviously
home.
Setting up for this the whole time.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Brandon, my
parents
aren't
home. Really
Let's go in the
up
hot
on
tub,
Michelle.
Wear my dad's swim trunks. Obviously, they're coming. So Brandon meets Michelle's parents, shirtless in a hot tub, shaking hands with her dad while wearing his swim trunks.
It's like a movie.
It's a movie, yeah. And Brandon, you got to have some foresight here, buddy. You just got to see this coming. Later, they're talking, clothed, I might add, mm-hmm. And Brandon does quite well. He answers everything the way Michelle's mom would like to hear it.
Now, to be fair, we've said before, her parents are not going to be tough parents. They
not
were tossing absolute softballs to the man, to Jack. Okay, it's coming right here, Brandon. Hit it, fucking load up and drive it.
There was
these were generic softballs. Nothing he had to think twice about. These are just normal parents that are somehow caught up in this situation.
And they're not offended by the concept of the
no,
show.
No, they're
which
fine
a
with
lot
it.
Of parents are, yeah.
They're just fine with it, and they're gonna act normal. They would never, even if they thought. You know, I don't get a good vibe from Brandon. They would never say that to Michelle.
No.
Never. You think her dad's going to say anything?
No, her dad's barely paying attention to this conversation. They ask, how many kids do you want, Brandon? He goes, 3, and then says, me and Michelle haven't talked about that yet. Normally, other parents on the show, that
red
might
flag.
Be like, oh, you guys are nearly close enough to get engaged.
We haven't talked about that, but Michelle, can you step aside? I got to ask them for your hand in marriage. That's what that's
on
the
paper.
That's the
lunacy.
Line that it went. That's where we went from.
He did feel comfortable enough to talk to them without Michelle. Quote, I'm an old soul and I will not marry your daughter without your guys' blessing. It was a polite and respectful way to go about it. In most cases, I would say, I don't know, but you know, coming on a little strong here.
It's your first date.
Especially since you will see them again.
That's the thing, yeah.
If you have a shot at winning, you will see them again.
Yeah.
But it's Brandon, and he's just going to strike while the iron is hot. Brandon's just shooting his shots when he has the opportunity.
He is living in
every day
the
like
moment.
It's last.
Yeah, every day like it's last.
Every Brandon second is...
This could end.
This could end.
This
at
could end
moment.
At any time. I'm just going to live this out.
So that's why I was okay with it. But yeah, on paper, this was a wild, wild move to do. 45 minutes after meeting her dad while wearing her swim trunks. Wild move.
Making out.
Their answer, like you said, they're cool. They're playing it cool. They're like, yeah, you know, if she wants you, sure.
Go ahead.
Anything else on this portion?
No, I really loved this whole date.
The kids, throughout this episode, the kids stuff.
Oh, the whole episode, really, yeah. I liked it.
And this gag. Were two good bits of producing.
This,
no doubt about
that,
it.
Those type of situations are what we watch the show for. They're great, fun.
Yep.
And entertaining.
Great fun. People forget this show is great fun when it's good.
Exactly.
Brandon one-on-one date nighttime. Michelle could see a life with Brandon in Minnesota.
Hmm. They talk about what they're going to be, who he's going to introduce her to on a hometown. Mom, dad, brother. But he would love to introduce her to his grandpa, who was his best friend, but he has passed away. I thought this was a good moment for Brandon,
too. That was a good time. That was a nice little backstory. It was a simple question, and he made it.
He gave her a deeper answer. Yeah, he gave
her
some information about him, which is what we're always looking for, is people learning about each other. This was something.
This was good by Brandon. And Michelle, as usual, with a quality response, hey, I haven't met you. Oh, it's never, thanks for sharing. Thanks for telling me. Wow, that's so great. It's something, you know, she's an active listener.
Except with Clayton, she was absolutely going through the motions.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for sharing that.
No, there was come on. There was some good reciprocation back and forth there. They were talking. But she says it's apparent how much, you know, your grandpa shaped who you are, Brandon. That's great. It was good. It all tied
in. It's a good conversation.
Brandon offers her a bracelet that his mom made before he came.
I meant to go back and look to see if she had the bracelet on later in the episode. Did you happen to note on that?
I did not happen to do that, no.
Because that would have been telling for me.
Wouldn't have been for me. Michelle is a nice person and probably would do it out of respect.
I'm going to go back while you're talking. I just want to see if she was wearing it during the rose ceremony. Hold up.
Oh, wait.
I got it up right here. While I'm doing this, can we talk about the boy band commercials? Did you see these commercials?
Oh, where they had the
boy band Christmas extravaganza?
No, I didn't see that commercial.
On ABC?
No.
There's a boy band sing-along on ABC going on like December 7th, I think. She does not have the bracelet on.
Oh, live from the field. It's AB live. Reporting.
Let me get one more look at her wrist here.
Hi, Bob. We are live.
No bracelet, folks.
Reporting live.
I'm watching live here, folks.
No bracelet.
Back
to
you.
That's not great.
Back to you.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to you. No bracelet. Not good.
This was sweet. That's not good development. This was nice. And then he makes the natural progression from asking your parents to marry her, giving her a bracelet, and then it's time to say, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And I believe him.
Oh, yeah.
He loves her for sure.
Yeah,
Brandon 100%, loves Michelle.
100%.
This guy, have we compared him to having the star in Mario yet? It's going to end sometime. He knows it's going to end.
Right now, he's
just
invincible.
Completely invincible. He's just trying to do
running
whatever
through
he can
bad
while
guys,
he has
killing
this.
Them all.
Yeah. Jumping super high. He's just living life to the fullest. He's dipping out. He's zooming past the regular timeline. He is skipping steps and levels entirely.
This man is fucking zooming through here.
That blue shell is coming next week, but right now,
can't stop.
And then she offers him the hometown's rose immediately after the kiss.
But yeah, back to the boy band thing. New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, Boys to Men, O-Town are all putting
all
on
bands.
A show
that
on
amazing.
ABC where they sing Christmas songs to us, I think. Now,
is that live?
No. There were some clips from it, so it's not live. Now,
that's a little.
They were playing Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, the Justin Timberlake part. Justin Timberlake is almost certainly not going to be there. So that was a little shady on their part. But there will be secondary characters.
So this is a cover band from the people who were in the bands, more or less.
I think it is like the third, fourth, and fifth. You know, if we're power ranking the members of each band, it's probably the third, fourth, and fifth members of each band are going to be there. I think I saw JC, so there's going to be a couple big names. Or semi-B.
You can't say what you just said. But JC, I get. But the difference between Justin Timberlake's star and everyone else in NSYNC is so
big. I'm just saying, I think there could be I wouldn't be surprised if Nick Lachey's there. I'll say that. Ashley Parker Angel might be there. There's going to be some of the top
Ashley
people.
Parker Angel will definitely be there. Come on.
There'll be some bigger names there.
You don't have to sell me on the name size. All the Boyz II Men will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, tune in.
All right. I'm in. It does feel a little like, come meet the
in new
the
edition
players,
is the other
come
one.
Meet the players from the Bulls dynasty, and it's, you know, Luke Longley and, you know, Tony Kukoc type of thing. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's
still,
that
like,
is
see
definitely
those guys.
Yeah, that's definitely the vibes.
Don't get me wrong. All right.
I'm just saying they had Justin Timberlake singing on the commercial, and then it was
his voice was
his
on
voice.
The commercial.
His part of Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays was playing. It was Justin Timberlake's voice singing the song.
He might be there.
He's definitely not, because they would have showed a picture of him. Because they showed clips from the show. And it was
class
like...
action lawsuit.
It was the guy with the... I can't remember his name. An NSYNC.
I will watch that.
Chris Kirkpatrick. That's his name. He was there. And like Joey Fatone. It was those guys. I'm interested, though.
I can tell. Michelle ends the date talking like she could fall in love with Brandon. We'll see. Anything else on the Brandon one-on-one date?
My heart is going a million miles an hour, she says.
She said that, I think, three times.
She said
in
that
response
multiple times.
To, falling
but that
for
means, her. That might mean he's, I don't know. This whole thing had me fucked up here, Rim. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
Rim,
I don't know.
Stay tuned for my power rankings.
I will. I have a feeling he's going to be three,
date
right?
Went great.
let's not go crazy here.
This date went great. He said, I'm falling in love with you. There's a lot of things I can point to that would make me think Brandon might sneak into, I don't know. I don't know. This date
where
had me
you,
messed
where
up.
Where are you going? What? Come on.
He had a meet. She
bring
had
yourself
him,
back to reality here. Brandon's not going to get in the top two.
She had him meet her parents.
For the gag.
But she
it was
still
a gag
had,
meeting.
She still had him meet her parents. I can see you being my best friend. Earlier this season, she said her parents are like best friends, and that's the relationship she wants, Rim. Stay tuned. Wow.
Are you going to put him at one?
Stay tuned. This was I thought this was a great date for Brandon.
I'm not doubting the fact that she really, really likes Brandon. I'm not doubting the fact that this was a spectacularly successful date for Brandon.
Maybe
I just have always felt he's a notch below the top two.
Yeah, but maybe she'll realize, maybe I can just pick the guy who absolutely adores me and is fun and we're best friends. And
it could happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
It could happen.
Or I could pick
I don't know
Boring
either.
Joe.
Oh.
Or this waste of height that can't hoop. Remember, Brandon can hoop.
Brandon can definitely hoop.
Yeah.
After this date, I thought for a second we were staring down the barrel of a no-rose ceremony episode. Thankfully, that's not the case. I'm glad they canceled the cocktail party.
Have you ever seen a more obvious we're shutting the studio down than this situation? You're obviously not getting to talk to her tonight. She was number one. She was crazy tired on the Clayton date. She's tired right now. She needs this over by midnight, please.
They do a good news, bad news deal, Tayshia and Kaylin.
The good news wasn't good enough.
Like the British Bake Off, they always have like I'll do this and then you do that. Good news is it's working, which is not good
news.
That's
not good news for these guys. You gave us news. And then bad news.
A piece of information that was kind of commonly known.
One piece of information and then some bad news.
Bad news, shutting the studio down. The roses, Nate and Brandon have date roses. Joe gets this rose. And then Rodney.
I wrote before she gave out the last one, you might as well fucking throw this rose on the ground and step on it.
Because this person has no chance of winning?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably fair. Yeah. I would have felt after Rick's one-on-one date earlier in the season, I could envision a scenario where they would have a potential strong connection. We didn't really see much from him after that. Same with Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney and Rick seemed on the same level to me. Two or three steps.
Rodney was is funnier, so he got more screen time. But as far as between them and Michelle, it was about the same.
Two or three steps below the top guys, not really knocking on the door even close. But there's something there between them. I think she enjoys being around both of them. She's done some things for them. That makes me think she's at least semi-interested, so I could have seen it going either way, I suppose.
It doesn't help that there was a few days, this was a few days shorter than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't help for the viewer that we didn't get an extra week of seeing either of them on screen, so. Here's what should happen, logistics-wise. The top four, Nate, Brandon, Joe, and Rodney. You might as well just get Joe's hometown out of the way now.
You're already there.
And also do Joe's segment where he meets your parents. The top two. Meet the parents. Before we go to any other hometowns, let's have Joe do that segment. That they should do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yeah, and then also pre-record the engagement in the Target Center.
You might as well do that.
While you're there.
Any other comments on the rose ceremony?
No. No.
Here's my assessment of the top four, if you don't mind. It's coming down to it, AB. I believe Michelle is going to stay in Minneapolis, which is, it sounds like, well, yeah, but no leads do that anymore. With that in mind, we got to think about who would commit to that lifestyle. It's a lot like talking about NBA free agents. Do you want to live in the cold or do you want to play for the Heat? Right? I think Brandon would follow Michelle to the middle of the Sahara Desert. I don't think Minnesota is any kind of hurdle for Brandon. He will go wherever Michelle asks him to go, Antarctica.
You got a lease for me to sign? I'll sign it.
He will do anything.
I'll put the money down right now. Whatever price.
I think Rodney would also move to Minnesota at the drop of a hat. However, Rodney, I get the feeling that he, when he gets let down, he will understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he weren't granted that opportunity. I think Nate looks like he's on the cusp of a great adventure that will take him around the world, whether that's paradise or just living the bachelor life. I think Nate wants to be courted like the potential free agent that he is. Nate does not give off the vibe of someone who wants to move from Austin to uproot his life, move to Minnesota, and stay there forever.
Joe
lives in Minneapolis.
Joe, obviously, yeah. Nate does, he looks like fucking LeBron before the decision. It's like, I just want to go chill in Miami
I'm here
for a
prime
bit.
Of my life.
Prime of my life. I've been living in Toronto or wherever cold weather place I've been living my whole life. Let me get to Cali or Miami.
Let me, Dubai?
I don't know.
Strike while the iron is hot. Yeah. Right now. That's just the feeling I give. The look in his eyes is like, this is great. I'm
taking
the,
my talents to South Beach.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And Joe looks like, you know,
I'll stay here.
I've won my titles.
Yeah.
I'll settle down. I can bring
Absolutely.
A championship to Minnesota, my hometown.
Well said.
And I think that's a huge thing. And that's what I think will be the difference between Nate and Joe in the end for her. That's my prediction.
Sure.
All right.
Don't forget about her giggling, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, fucking, she likes kissing Nate. who wouldn't? I mean, come on. A tall man like that comes down and goes, in the middle of a date. The audacity.
In the middle of a date. In front of everyone. He doesn't care. He doesn't care who sees.
Ooh, bad boy. Yeah. Of course she's giggling when those come through. Okay. Power rankings.
Okay.
Let's hear yours. I essentially just gave mine.
So you have Rodney, Brandon.
I would go Rodney 4, Brandon 3, Nate, Joe. Joe 1.
Joe 1, okay.
That's my 4 right now.
I'm going to go WC, Rodney.
The return.
4, blank. 3, Brandon. 2, Nate.
That's big. That's big.
1, Joe.
That's actually very big to have him 3 and not a blank between...
I'm glad you noticed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's big. It's huge.
Of course I noticed. That's huge.
It's gigantic. I've put him into the territory of being able to win the season. That's how much this date changed my mind.
My 3 means he can't win. Your 3 means it's possible.
Your 3 means he can't win. My 3 means I don't think it's likely, but there's a world, at least in my head, where Brandon, you know, this guy is fun. He loves me more than anybody. He always has.
He loves her more than anybody.
He he's great with my parents. He's already met them. There's a world where I could envision him winning. And this is the first time this season I've thought more than two people could win. Now, I don't think it's likely. I still put it at like 45, 45, and 10.
10?
10. I'll give him three. Right. I'll give him three.
Well, I'll give him three. That's nothing. I'll toss him three percentage
him
points.
Three. I'll give him three. 49, Joe. 48, Nate.
Math.
Three, Brandon. That's the percentages. But that three is big.
Yeah, it's triple what he had before this episode. 300% improvement. All right, I like that. I would prefer. I've loved watching. It's been great to watch Brandon this season because it's a funny thing to see someone just blown away by their circumstances.
Yeah,
I would prefer a Joe versus Nate showdown because, like we said, that is truly 50-50 what's going to happen. That would be an incredible finale.
I still think we're headed in that direction, but
all right. The mailbag, 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, other than Nate and Joe, who do you want to see more of? Unfortunately, they cut half the people remaining, so a lot of these answers have already aged poorly because half the people are gone. Zeke from Missouri, Rick is my boy. Even though his odds of winning are astronomical, you got to go big or go home, so my hot take is that Rick can win the season. Nate is too cool, and I don't think he's ultimately a good fit for Michelle, and I think he'll fold under the pressure of hometowns, looking at rings, etc. Nate does give off getting spooked by looking at rings vibes. For Joe, I think she's going to come to a breaking point with his reservedness and realize she needs more. And boom, Rick will be right there waiting for her. He's mature, knows how to have fun. He's emotionally mature and is absolutely down to move to Minnesota. The biggest issue with Rick is that we don't know if he can hoop, and I choose to ignore inconvenience facts when justifying my hot takes. Thank you, Zeke. Teresa says, I love Rodney. I decided on night one that he was Jason Mendoza from The Good Place, and he hasn't disappointed with his goofy, positive energy. More Rodney, please. You got your wish, Teresa. Boomy from Maryland. Personally, I'd like to see more of Olu. We're both from the same tribe in Nigeria, wow. Yoruba, which Nate is also a part of on his father's side, fun fact, and it's been nice to see my culture represented on the Bachelor franchise. I don't see the chemistry between him and Michelle, but I do think he could thrive in a paradise setting. Thank you, Boomy. This is from Taylor. I definitely think Chris was playing a part, so I could see a Thomas-like redemption arc for him in Bachelor in Paradise. I actually liked him at first, so I could see him switching up the narrative and doing well. Also, PJ will slay in BIP for sure if they bring him on. Off topic, at first I wondered if Michelle was pushing the it just makes sense too hard with Joe and trying to make something out of nothing because it should work. My mind has been changed a little bit, but Joe still doesn't give a whole lot of flash, a lot versus flashy, vibrant Nate. Hopefully there is off-camera chemistry that we don't see. Thank you, Taylor. Kiki from Connecticut and a few other people mentioned this as well. On his podcast this week, Nick Vial offered some insight into the Tayshia-style group date rose speeches. According to him, all leads go through each person on the group date one by one and thank them for their contributions that night. But then they revisit someone and give them the rose. The producers make them do this so that they can cherry pick which connections to highlight and film more emotional faces. So I think that in an effort to make Tayshia appear to be connecting with all her men, the producers decided to actually show more of this part of the show. Interesting that they decided to do this with just this date for Michelle's season. I think they should either show all of it or none of it. Thank you, Kiki. That is kind of interesting, and it would make sense looking back over the years. A lot of people have, they're shocked to not get the group date rose, and you're like, why would you be shocked?
It's because she just said all these nice things about me.
They just said something, yeah, super nice. Dylan in Michigan. Basketball thought, Maddie versus Michelle. Dylan did a deep dive into their careers, AB. Strap in.
Stop it.
I agree,
Stop
Michelle.
It.
I agree.
Who is this? Who said this?
Dylan in Michigan.
Dylan.
Whose reporting Stop needs it. To be respected because this is more journalistic than anything we've ever done. I agree Michelle would win, but I did a deep dive and I think it might be closer or maybe it wouldn't be close at all. Michelle was a shooting guard whose two main traits were mid-range shots and steals. She was a scorer who defended and probably a Kobe fan. Poor three ball, but a big-time scorer. So I imagine she wins one-on-one with Maddie, who is a point guard. But Maddie's high school stuff that I could find compares well with Michelle. Maddie has two All-State First Team awards. Michelle has one. but a lot more other awards, at least I saw online. Michelle appears to have had a crazy breakout her senior year where her awards skyrocketed. The real Maddie Michelle thing isn't one-on-one. It's them sharing a backcourt. Assuming one of them can shoot a respectable three-pointer, that's a strong backcourt. I need a celebrity game with them together. My assumption regarding Maddie is that she was too short for really high-level play and probably could have gotten D2 or D3 and maybe even D1 at non-Power 5 conferences, but she really wanted Auburn, and Coach Brewer got tuition stuff because he worked there, so whatever. Thank you, Dylan, for your hard work and efforts in researching Maddie and Michelle's respective careers. This is from Laura. More details on the Colton and Elise date, as requested. We had to go at least 3 hours early, and after standing in a line outside, we were led into a holding area room and lobby. There was maybe 100 of us. There was no spread. We were eventually given water and pop and bags of chips because the couple was delayed coming from the first part of the day. So they only got refreshments when there was a long delay. Then once they got there, the producers had to keep hushing us because the dinner was being filmed in another area of the building, and I guess our collective voices traveled in the old building. The other detail I remember is that my roommate and I were placed on an aisle, and Colton and Elise walked right past us, so I thought we'd be on TV. We were not. I've also been to the taping of the reunion show for the season of Bachelor in Paradise that had Corinne and DeMario before the shutdown. We were seated behind the cast on their stools, and a lot of times we could not hear what was being said, so the producers would motion for us how to react. I personally didn't care for that. They also had us do various reaction shots before the show even started, so they could insert them whenever, wherever they wanted in post. That one was long, and we had to go super early and sit in a garage space while waiting for a few hours and could not bring our phones. We were given sub sandwiches, like the 3-foot-long ones that are cut into 4 pieces, and pop right before the show. Thank you, Laura. I don't like knowing this information. They film reaction shots.
I don't like that.
Long before. Completely ruins the suspension of disbelief for me. I believe nothing that I see.
The conditions sounded horrible in that first note. It sounded like
we were kept in a cage
hostage
for 6 hours. Yeah. It was like your plane
were
on the
They finally brought us water.
They finally brought us water. They finally brought us water.
Sounds like a nightmere to be involved with a
Zero interest in ever going to one of these. I used to want to go to one of them.
Not anymore.
You couldn't pay me right now. And you know what? They probably do be paying people. Anyway, thank you, Laura. Do you have next week's question, AB? 773-234-7794.
Let's do Team Joe or Team Nate. Let's see where we're at here. Let's get a feel. Going into the last couple episodes, we're further along than we thought. Let's see where everyone's at.
We are further along.
Or
we
Team
skipped
Brandon.
A week. We'll see. 3%. I don't want to present Team Brandon as an option because then that's just like, you know, that singles Rodney out in a way that is unfair. So let's keep it Team Joe or Team Nate at this point. If something changes down the line, we will adjust. 773-234-7794. Do you have a Bachelor headline of the week? It was a busy last.
Yeah, I got a couple.
36 hours.
This is the point where I almost saw a spoiler for Clayton's season.
Okay.
So I'm done. But
this is it.
There's two things that happen.
Clayton's season.
Like, what the fuck?
That's in March.
Clayton.
That's in
March. Almost saw a damn spoiler. Where'd it go? I got a good and a bad. You want the good or the bad first?
Bad.
Well, obviously, Tayshia and Zach broke up.
I was mildly surprised by that. Only because they just had that.
They just ran
that
marathon.
They made a big show about the marathon thing.
Yeah.
I was surprised and bummed out by that. They were an easily likable couple.
Yeah.
So.
And then the good one, Astrid and Kevin welcomed their first baby, a little Bachelor in Paradise.
How about
baby.
That? That's a great one.
When one relationship dies, you know, new life or whatever.
Angel gets his wings.
Yeah.
Are you unaware of the Katie news?
Katie, what happened with her?
Well, Katie and Blake broke up.
Yeah.
Announced the end of their engagement a week or two ago. She is currently dating John from her season.
Oh, you know, really?
Yes. Bachelor Data Instagram account has an interesting timeline of
the events surrounding
that friendship. And
I saw, what is it? What's going on? I saw a headline before you say what's going on there. I saw a headline about this and I didn't know who that was, so I just kind of...
He was only on for...
I just kind of went on with my day. I didn't look into it.
Week two, he went home.
Yeah, I didn't remember that guy at all. So I thought it was an actor or something. Or I didn't know I didn't know what they were telling me.
It was John from Earth. John from Earth season.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
Was there anything juicy behind the scenes? Like, they were talking to each other during...
There is, wow. But you know, okay. Now, I don't know who did what, when, with who. Sure. I never will. It's hard to keep up with, and if you know, it's interesting. If you want to look into it, I'm starting to think this show is not a reliable way to find a life partner, AB, or even a short term exclusive commitment. So let's keep that in mind when we're watching this show. I feel pretty certain that Michelle is going to pick one of two people. I also feel pretty certain that it might not work out. She might pick Nate just so it's not awkward when she, you know, gets engaged to Joe and they have to end their engagement. And then you might see him at the grocery store type of situation. The most recent bachelorette who is still with their final choice is Rachel.
Yeah.
And prior to that, JoJo. Two more things. The Rose League scoring update. 314 people tied for first place, including yours truly. So, shout out to Big Rim on that one. My score was 139. I assume everyone who had 139 points
picked the same team, right?
Picked the same four.
What were the team?
Five.
I finished what I can only assume is dead last. I picked the worst possible combination of people. I got 700 something. I can't remember. I don't have my phone. But it was
700. That's 7. Yeah, there's 759. So it was definitely last place.
Yeah, I got like 730 or something. But I imagine all the last people had the same
number.
Forgot
to fill it out.
Yeah. I got last.
That's crazy. 739 people cheated.
It was 700 something. Yeah.
700 people cheated this week. Brandon had 63 points this episode. Rick had -1. So there was a wide range.
I think I had Rick. Yeah.
Tough. The best roster was Nate, Joe, Rodney, Clayton, and Brandon, I believe.
Okay. That makes sense.
The winner this week is...
Rim!
Wow. Congratulations. No, Team Shed 2. Team Shed 2. Congrats. Team Shed 2, reach out to us and we'll send you a sticker. Anything else about Rose League, AB?
No, I don't think so.
Last thing, I teased the merch last week. I didn't finish all the designs, but I'm a man of my word. So the ones that are finished are out. I said they'd be out on the 25th. Wow. So if you're listening,
let me go
right
check
now,
them out.
They're out.
I'll check them out.
I will wait until Friday to bombard people on social media, Black Friday, as it's known. Otherwise, right now, there are links in the description in our Instagram bio. We have the old ugly sweater designs, of course, if you missed those last year. But yeah, they're out. So if you've been waiting for that, check out the store, tpublic.com. I don't know the URL. Who knows URLs anymore? We'll have links in the description. Any questions, comments, AB? Predictions?
I'm up in the air now. I don't know. Nate, Joe, I don't know. I used to think it was for sure Joe. He had an absolute nothing episode. And the way she's looking at Nate, the way she's looking at Brandon.
Things change after fantasy.
Things
change. Things change.
We'll see. Hometowns is always, I'd say, my favorite, besides the first episode, is my favorite episode. So I'm excited about this next step.
That's a consistent opinion you've had. I can vouch for the fact that you say that every time. All right. Happy Thanksgiving. American listeners, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.